Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay. This half hour is sponsored by Southern Climate Solutions, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. And I feel like I haven't seen you, Lisa, in forever.
I mean,
in person. I mean, we have been doing, you know, virtual shows, and then you took a little bit of a trip.
Yep.
So where were you?
Well, we had I just got back from a cross country trip. I moved my daughter from beautiful Pittsburgh to out in sunny California, where she's entering a PhD program at UC Riverside.
So that's fabulous.
We had quite a venture going out. We drove out. Great trip, you know, got to see all these great things out west. I always tell people, once you've been to Utah, you know, it sort of puts everything to shame. Such a beautiful state. Colorado. We got to hike, you know, Arches National Park, which was gorgeous. All kinds of amazing things. But, you know, the one thing you notice going out there, oh, my God, the different climate, you know, than what we have here. So, you know, I left and went hot and humid and, to you know, like scorching and dry, you know, out in California. We get out there and it's 108 degrees and the humidity is 20%. And we're rushing out buying humidifiers because we have nosebleeds.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I mean, crazy, you know. So you think about, you know, I talk a lot with Southern Climate Solutions and what we do about how the humidity, you know, affects our home and our health. And then we went completely to the opposite spectrum out there with it being so dry, you know, that we're dealing, you know, with all these things. But, you know, here I am back in hot and humid. My husband said last night, he said, you know, if people don't know what humidity is now, you know, it's crazy, because this storm that's coming in, I mean, this is really, when you tend to feel, you feel like you're wearing it. And,
yeah.
You know, even last night, the last few days, you know, I opened the door to let the dog out, and that wall, you know, just comes barreling in the house. And, you know, when you know, think about that. Think about what you're allowing to come into your home. So that's water vapor. We talk about that excess moisture all the time. And where does that water go, you know, when it's dispersed through your house? So it's, you know, it's in your drywall. It's your drapery, your, you know, your furniture. And then it gets trapped, you know. And then that's when you start dealing with those issues of excess moisture that we deal with at Southern Climate Solutions, because it's that excess moisture that really creates the issues in your home, outside of your home, with your health, because it becomes a mold issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, you know, getting back to all those differences, you know, is just so prominent, you know, the differences in, you know, across the country compared to here. And when you're in one of the most humid climates in the country, which we're considered subtropical, dealing with humidity 12 months out of the year, it just takes a toll on so many things. And, you know, I always find it interesting to talk to people about it, because they don't always understand the hazards that it creates. So while out there we're dealing with nosebleeds, you know, and trying to humidify things, you know, here, you know, we're dealing with mold. And it thrives when this excess moisture is present. So you have to, one of the things we encourage people to do is to get a hygrometer. You want to know what your indoor relative humidity is, and you want to be able to control that, or you can run into real issues. It can be a danger to people. It can be a danger to structures. Not only can it cause, you know, chronic health issues, But it can cause structural issues. You know, we talk about different types of mold, and there's mold that will actually eat the cellulose out of your wood. So when you're talking about folks with, you know, crawl space, right, and structural issues under your home, it can compromise, you know, your wood structures, and meaning your home.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just the moisture that creates the issues with the mold then. It's a lot, or with the wood, excuse me. It's a lot more than that.
Right. Well, you know, it's the excess moisture that's the core of the issue. And all wood has a normal moisture content, and that's both the wood on the outside of your house and the inside of your home. But high moisture contents can promote, you know, things like wood rot, cupping wood floors, and often moisture issues under your home. And we'll see a lot of mold, and that's because mold needs moisture to survive. And that can add to the structural damage because of the mold, again, eating that cellulose out of the wood. But it all starts, you know, with excess moisture. Mold just doesn't appear, right? It needs that perfect environment to come into your life, and that is excess moisture, which being here, you know, subtropical, high humidity 12 months out of the year, combined with our shallow water table, we're the perfect environment for it.
Absolutely. I do want to invite any of our listeners, if you have any questions or comments about your indoor air quality or your moisture levels or Southern Climate Solutions and what they can provide to you, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to call, or you can give us a text at that same number. And you know, you're crazy. We were talking about yesterday, and I actually went on a walk yesterday, and you just feel it. And I was on a walk with my friend, and she was like, can't you just sense that there's something in the air and that it's a lot worse? And I was actually, we have plexiglass all up in our office now, you know, to keep us protected and to keep the front desk protected. And as I was leaving, I opened the door, and I mean, you just saw fog.
Exactly.
Everywhere. I was like, oh, geez. I mean, that's when you know that it's bad.
Yeah, that is when you know when it's bad. When you feel like you're wearing it and then you see it, you know, fogging everything up.
Oh,
is crazy.
Absolutely. So if we deal with this humid climate and excess moisture, what can people do, I mean, to keep their homes protected?
Well, you know, the key to it is creating a controlled indoor environment. At Southern Climate Solutions, we create permanent moisture control solutions to keep indoor relative humidity at healthy levels. And that's for down here, that's about between 40% and 50%. And the result of controlling moisture is mold prevention. I can't say it enough. And we also promote superior indoor air quality. So the thing about mold is that it needs that moisture to thrive, and the threshold for mold to grow is 60%. Most of the year here, we have humidity in excess of 60%. You know, like today, yesterday I know it was 94%. I didn't look at it inside this morning, but I know it's up there. But that's why we have such issues with mold here along the greater Gulf Coast. You know, we're virtually a breeding ground for mold. And a lot of people think the only solution, you know, they instantly think of remediation, you know, but really remediation, and sometimes it's necessary, obviously, with really, really bad issues, but it's a Band-Aid. You know, you can clean it up, but it is not a solution. Mold will grow back. It's the nature of our environment. So until you address that underlying problem, which is excess moisture, you'll deal with it over and over. You'll put your home and your family at risk. You're going to spend a lot of money only to turn around and deal with it again. And that's really what's satisfying about our jobs at Southern Climate, is we prevent mold by providing permanent moisture control solutions. You know, we create a healthy home. And moisture issues are all we deal with, and we've been doing it for 20 years. I think I told you on our very first show, we're one of a handful of companies across the country that deal specifically in moisture issues. We have a lot of years and a lot of expertise, you know, in our field and dealing with the moisture issues and creating custom applications. So, you know, if you have concerns about your home and excess moisture, feel free, give my husband, Mike Murphy, a call, 850-319-7489. He's always happy to talk through the issues, assess your home, and that is always free of charge. You know, he wants people to understand their home. And what's going on inside their home to be able to come up with a solution for them.
Absolutely. And I think I love that you come on the show and you educate people, you know, on what to look for and all of that kind of thing. So how would folks know if they do have an issue in their home?
Well, you know, I always say that's a great question. First of all, everyone that lives in an extreme environment like we do needs to have a hygrometer. And I'll say that over and over. And we have many customers now that have heard me on the show, and the first thing they did was go out and get a hygrometer. And it's a little device that measures indoor relative humidity. They're an inexpensive device. You can pick them up at any box store. So what you want to do is grab one and check out the health of your home and see whether or not you're having an issue, meaning, are you outside of that 50%, you know, range where at 60% you're growing mold? As far as signs of an unhealthy environment, I mean, sometimes you see it, sometimes you smell it, and sometimes you can feel it. If you're going to see it, look for dripping vents. You mentioned walking into studio the other day, opening the door and everything fogging up, or, you know, wherever you're at. If you see that kind of condensation on your windows and doors, if you have wood floors in your home and you're dealing with cupping issues, that's a sign of moisture. Musty odors, that's where you're going to smell it. You have a lot of people think a musty odor is a natural part of a home, especially an older home. It is not. It is fungus and mold that's created because of the excess moisture that's collected in their home. And of course, seeing it, mold and mildew. If you see those kind of things, then you know, don't attempt to clean it up. There's certain things you really don't want to touch. It can be extremely dangerous. But if you do visibly see mold, mildew around your windows, mold in different areas, then you know you have this moisture problem. And a home, you know, with excess moisture, talk about feeling it, it just feels uncomfortable. It has that cold, clammy feel. And typically, this is because people tend to keep lowering their air, because we're all uncomfortable. It's so humid outside, and they crank that air lower and lower because they're not comfortable. But in most cases, the AC, it just can't overcome our moisture issues here. We just don't have the runtime. It's the excess moisture that's creating that discomfort. You got to remember, AC is meant to cool. Dehumidification removes moisture. And when I say dehumidification, I'm talking about a permanent moisture control solution, a commercial grade solution. There's also signs, you know, of people with their health. You may experience chronic cold-like symptoms, watery eyes, sneezing, even skin rash, skin irritation, respiratory issues. The most common health issue is chronic sinusitis, because mold is the number one cause of that issue. So when you have a home that's holding that excess moisture, you're promoting mold, you're promoting bacteria, you're promoting virus, allergens, all those nasty things, it can become very unhealthy. We talk a lot about sick home syndrome. Oof. Right? The core of that is typically moisture. So it's really something that everybody should understand how that is affecting your home, whether it's coming from the air like it does here and the groundwater like it does here. We have that double whammy, right? High humidity, shallow water tables. It's always affecting our structures. And, you know, not all of those issues need to be present, right, to indicate a moisture issue. It's not like, you know, every home we walk into has cupping floors, or every home that does have cupping floors, are there other visible signs? But it's very obvious there's an issue when things you can see and smell, right, are present. Some of our customers have come to us after their floors cupped. They go to their flooring company. They typically understand, you know, it's moisture, but our customers have no idea that it's that wood holding excess moisture. A good custom solution, pulling that humidity out of their home, creating that indoor environment, it can lay those floors right back down. We cringe when people have replaced their hardwood floors because of not understanding that it's the moisture in their home.
Wow.
And it's going to happen all over again.
Yeah.
So if we do it nice and slow, which we always do. We put data collectors underneath to monitor our progress, right, of pulling that moisture out of the home. We can lay those floors. Most of the time, we can lay those floors down flat. We've done it with many types of floors. We've even done it with teak floors, which is a really hard wood, right, to manage. But it can be done over time, whether it's a couple months or maybe 6 months, but we can get those floors back down. The other thing is, you know, right now with COVID, and you said this is the first time I've been back in studio, you know, for months, because we've been doing it remotely.
Yeah,
I know. And I've missed it. And so, you know, everybody's spending a lot more time, you know, in their home. Many are working from home. And if you begin to experience health issues, we've had a lot of calls about this lately. People are starting to experience health issues, sinus issues. They aren't feeling, you know, well, anything like that. Think of the fact that your home could be the culprit because you're spending more time there than you normally would. So look around those, you know, for those signs and think about, you know, if you haven't changed your home, which can also cause it. Did you put in new windows? Did you put an addition on? Did you change something out? Those are always some of the questions we ask. What have you done, you know, recently to your home? And if it's not that, think about the fact, are you spending a lot more time in your home? Do you have an issue in your home that maybe you weren't aware of because you weren't spending so much time there before? Those are all the things people should keep in mind. But look around for those signs, you know, invest in a hygrometer. Make sure your indoor RH isn't creating issues that affect your health. And if you have, you know, and have your ducts checked. You know, we work with Todd. He's here. I run into him all the time. Great folks over there at Gulf Coast Air Care. But your ducts can be a haven for mold. He talks about it all the time, too. Maintaining that is really important. All those, you know, those things, those general maintenance things can help with the issues. And then you want to get to that underlying issues of permanently removing that excess moisture.
Yeah, absolutely. We love Todd. I feel like y'all go hand in hand. He preaches the duct and you preach that indoor, yeah. You know, keeping that humidity
We're
down
all
for
about
sure.
Indoor air quality, both of us, definitely.
I love it. Well, I do want to invite our listeners, again, if you have any questions or comments, we still have time left on the program to ask any of your questions. 850-437-1620 is the number to call or text. And I know you've mentioned it before, Lisa, but what are the safe levels of indoor relative humidity?
I mention it all the time because it's so important, again, going back to that hygrometer, but safe levels defined by the EPA are between 30% and 50%. In our climate, 30% is really tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are national, right? National codes. And, you know, we talk a lot about, geez, they don't identify the South different than the North. But here, we really like to keep it between 40 and 50%. That's where people seem most comfortable. Those are safe levels. The key is remembering that the threshold for mold is 60%. So if you're 60% and over inside your home, that's the issue that needs to be addressed.
Yeah,
you don't ever want to get to that point.
Absolutely. So make sure everybody goes and buys a hygrometer and kind of sees where you're at. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we always talk about the cold, clammy feel. And I feel like most of us can relate to that. And I know I'm definitely guilty of this.
Yep.
I usually go and just turn my air all the way down. And I'm like, okay, maybe this, I'll feel comfortable now. But it seems like there are other ways that I can prevent even doing that.
Right. You know, and that's so common. And in theory, you know, it makes sense, right? In theory, air conditioning should be able to remove excess moisture from the air. But when the humidity levels are high, like in chronic, right, like we experience here, most systems just can't overcome that. Like I said, they need to be running to work. We don't have the runtime. It's just really difficult to overcome. We're in extremely humid climate. And humidity affects air conditioning really negatively because it sort of cancels out, right, that cooling effect. That's why when the humidity is high, your home feels uncomfortable no matter the temperature. You have to keep your air conditioning system running, but you just aren't going to derive the benefits of removing moisture from the air from using it. In other words, you're going to pay more to cool your home, but won't really cool it effectively. Now, with a moisture control solution, commercial dehumidification, you pull excess moisture out of the air. And that makes the indoor environment naturally cooler and more comfortable. And when I say pulling moisture out of the air, I mean a lot of it. We have such excess moisture here, it is not uncommon for us to pull 5 to 10 gallons of water a day out of a home to get within safe levels of humidity. And that's, you know, I mean, imagine that, 10 gallons of water. That's why after a solution's installed, Southern Climate Solutions customers can, you know, comfortably raise their thermostat several degrees. It feels cooler. As a matter of fact, you know, like most of our customers, they tend to keep their thermostats around 70, 72 maybe before dehumidification. But it's commonplace that after a moisture control solution is in place, they raise the temperature to about 76 to 78, and they're cool and comfortable.
And that's a huge difference, and that can save you a lot of money. And we do have a text message question that came through, and it's more about AC. So I'll see if you can answer this, Lisa. This individual says, my AC blows super cold. The house will feel great when it shuts off, but when it's on, we have to be under a blanket. Is there any way to adjust the coldness of the AC? We just had this unit replaced in November.
Yeah, it's probably so a common theme, right? And it goes back to what I said about, you know, continue to crank your air down, down, down to feel comfortable. So what's that AC doing? And I'm a humidity expert or moisture control experts, but think about what you're doing. You're trying to get that house to comfortable levels because you're trying to overcome the excess moisture that's in your home. And that's why, so that's where that cold, clammy feel comes from, right? So if I would suggest to that customer that they go out and get a hygrometer, understand what the indoor relative humidity is, because you're probably trying to overcome a moisture issue in your home that your AC just isn't able to overcome. You're gonna end up spending a lot more money, and you're not going to feel comfortable no matter what you do. And, you know, here's a little thing. For every degree you can turn your thermostat up, you're going to save about 3% in your energy bills. So if you go from normally running at 70 and you're able to be comfortable like we are in our home, 76, 77 degrees, you're looking at an 18 to 20% potential savings in energy costs because of that. And you're going to extend the life of your air because you're probably just dragging on it, trying to feel comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us a call, 850-319-7489. We'll talk it through with you.
Absolutely. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions. We've gone over, I mean, so much great information today. I feel like we could talk like for hours about this. I mean, it's really fascinating the way you can save people money by installing these systems. And I know it's not always one size fits all. I mean, you can get something for your boat or your condo or commercial. Kind of tell us about, you know, the different options for people.
Yeah, all kinds of different applications. And that's one of the reasons it's so critical for us to come out and look and assess a home. You have a crawl space home, right? It's completely different application. That's where we start when you have a crawl space home. That's where the humidity is entering your home from up underneath. Completely different than a slab home or a condo. Love the fact that we have solutions, you know, for boats, big investments. So you have a nice yacht, you have a dry box, whatever, you can consider a permanent moisture control solution. And mechanical rooms, commercial buildings, again, different applications for those, and considering electrical issues and freezing issues of their equipment. So it's all about controlling, you know, that environment. But it is all about us being able to assess, to look to see at the space that you have, the volume of space that you have, not necessarily the square footage, that volume, to create that custom solution.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to thank you so much for being on the program today. I know we're all about health and kind of keeping us healthy and kind of our home safe. And I know we're spending a lot more time at home. So I think, you know, more people are noticing things that they need to change. So go out and get your hygrometers, figure out your humidity levels in your home. And Lisa, tell everybody what your number is and your website. website, all the good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Southern Climate Solutions is our name. You can call us at 850-319-7489. We're right here on the Gulf Coast and serve the greater Gulf Coast. If you want more information, look us up at southernclimatesolutions.com. That's our great website, has a lot of good information. Give us a like and a follow on Facebook at Southern Climate Solutions LLC.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's always a pleasure having you. And if you missed any of this segment, it's going to be available on our news radio website or anywhere you stream your content. We have Santa Rosa County Economic Development Office coming up next. But first, what's going on, Joe?
Hurricane Laura turning into quite a beast out in the Gulf as landfall is expected later on tonight.